From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Hobbs High School will be closed today for in-person learning because of four COVID-19 rapid responses, and school officials have submitted a reopening proposal to the New Mexico Public Education Department. Superintendent of Schools Gene Strickland elaborates.
We would begin sanitation disinfection efforts at Hobbs High School. It would continue through Wednesday. Students would be on remote learning, but students would join that remote classroom with their teachers. It's our hope that the Public Education Department approves our plan to have students back in person on Thursday the 19th.
What's the chances of that happening?
That's what we don't know. I will say that I'm hopeful, promising that we were given the opportunity para plan, because the current guidance is 14 days, which is not in the best interest of kids.
Roswell Independent School District Superintendent Brian Luck reports that Roswell High will be closed for in-person learning today through August the 27th because of three COVID-19 rapid responses. Students there will return to remote learning today and could return to the classrooms on August the 30th. If there is a silver lining here, it is that their students will continue with extracurricular activities. Unlike Goddard High School, the other high school in town reported four rapid responses. However, all of their extracurricular activities have been suspended until further notice. David Shaw, the CEO of Norley Hospital in Lovington, and Dan Springer, the CEO of Covenant Health Hospital in Hobbs, addressed the need for a two-day evening vaccine clinic this Saturday and Sunday at the Tasker Arena on the campus of Hobbs High School in Hobbs. The idea is to encourage people who can't make the weekday afternoon clinics a chance to do so this Saturday and Sunday night. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced on Tuesday that the state will temporarily re-implement a statewide requirement that face masks must be worn in all public indoor places, with only limited exceptions and regardless of vaccination status. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kintyre took issue with the governor's latest mandate.
She's not fixing anything. She's shutting down schools, putting restrictions on our people, but she will do nothing at the border. This administration in Santa Fe will not do anything to try and protect the people of New Mexico.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.